And very exciting, guys, because the Wiggles, they're coming to town performing at the Newey Ent Centre Wednesday, April 21 for their We're All Fruit Salad Tour. And we are joined right now by my favourite Wiggle, the Red Wiggle, Simon. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are you going?
Oh, brilliant, Simon. First question, what fruit are you in the fruit salad?
Yeah, I'm red. My colour's red, so I've got to go with strawberry, I think.
Yay. You
know, strawberry's a sweet and a little bit plump, and I feel a bit like that at the moment.
You had a good Easter?
I had a good Easter, and you've just had a child as well, haven't you, Simon?
Yeah. Ash is 3 months old now, so we're right in the thick of it. We just all went on New Zealand tour together. We spent a month in New Zealand, so we all did that as a family, Lauren, Ash, and myself. So we've had a great time.
And how was that, going to tour as well after the year that was COVID? I mean, of course, it's still around, but no performances last year. How was it going and touring again?
Yeah, look, it was amazing. And, I mean, New Zealand's a beautiful place, and it was just great to get that back on the road again. But it was a shock to the system doing 3 and 4 shows a day after not having done many shows for 12 months. But, it was great to get back on the road, and we can't wait to head around Australia and get to Newcastle.
Did you have to train, sort of, Simon? Well, you know, athletes, when they come off, you know, a bit of time off or whatever, you've got to get back into it. Is it the same with musicians? You guys are so animated and there's so much dancing and, you know, crowd involvement sort of thing. I can imagine it would have been like, oh, my God, I've lost all my match fitness.
Totally. You know what? I should have. after the first song and the first show, I thought, oh, wow, okay. No, we were doing bits leading. We were rehearsing and everything leading up to it. But yeah, we had to spend 2 weeks in quarantine beforehand. So we were quite limited to what we could do in our little studio rooms.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing I know about newborns, it's that you have plenty of time to exercise and plenty of time for yourself.
Yeah, just sleeping, exercising, just thinking about me the whole time.
Yeah.
Now, I'd really like to know about how you guys go about writing all the stuff you do, because somebody dropped that Rihanna hasn't released an album since 2016 and she might this year. But in that time, since Rihanna released her last album, the Wiggles have done 11 albums.
Oh, wow.
How do you
keep
guys
up, Rihanna. Come on, darling.
Yeah.
Come on.
How do you guys write so prolifically?
I know. People have got it. They've got to keep up, don't they? But look, you know, Anthony really is the driving force behind it all. And we're always just thinking about our audience and what our audience, everything's new for our audience. Tying your shoelaces is new for your audience. Washing your hands is new for our audience. So it's getting in the mindset of children, actually thinking about what's new for them, and then exploring different styles of music. Anthony's got this crazy knowledge of music from all over, different cultures and all over the place and different eras. And so we kind of tap into all sorts of things, which is over the years we have, you know, bagpipes, banjos, accordions, rock music. Like, it's kind of, you know, eclectic and a bit of everything, which is part of what the Wiggles do to introduce as much music and different music to children as possible.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yeah, right. Is there a genre that you haven't touched on? Like, I haven't heard a Wiggles metal song yet.
No, that's right. But maybe we just get out the saucepans and the fry pans and start bashing them around. But
yeah. Oh, don't give the children ideas, Simon. It's still school holidays. Let's not put that in their heads.
Yeah. Now, Simon, this might be very selfish of me, but I've got 3-year-old twins, and I've actually recently started a kids group.
Yes.
At sort of, you know, aspiring to one day be anything like remotely the smallest portion of the Wiggles. But
yep.
Do you have any advice for somebody who's starting out and trying to make it in the kids' music world?
Well, I think it is, like I was saying, it is thinking about your audience and actually working out and communicating with your audience as best as you possibly can. And not, you know, I think the success of the Wiggles over 30 years is the fact that we are honest with our audience. We don't talk down to our audience, and we just treat them as individuals and want to just tell them the story and tell them stories. But, you know, and also put on top of that some bright colours and you'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah, bright colours they do have. Yes.
Yeah, we're waiting to get sued by you guys because we are wearing, like, block colour T-shirts.
Yeah,
you've
yeah,
got
right.
a pink in there, you know, the Wiggles, and a pink, you're fine.
T-shirts are a much smarter idea.
Oh, the skivvy.
Skivvy turtlenecks, too warm sometimes. We're in perfect weather for them now, though. But, Simon, I did see when you guys were in New Zealand, you got Richie McCaw, of course, their god over there, former All Blacks captain, World Cup winner, up on stage with you, and he played the bagpipes. Now, when you come to Newcastle, April 21, who are we going to see? Andrew Johns pop up with you? Like, do you have a guest at every location?
Yeah, well, that's right. Maybe we should get Andrew Johns to come up. I'm not sure if he plays the bagpipes or not, but who knew that Richie McCaw plays the bagpipes?
Sensational.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything he can't do, is there? I mean, he's a lovely guy. And, you know, to achieve what he's achieved, and he's so nice and down to earth. And we had a great day with him. in Christchurch.
Well, Ducko, I mean, you want to offer any skills there to jump up with the Wiggles?
I can play the triangle for you.
Triangle sensation. You've been in isolation for 14 days, Al. How have you picked up an instrument in that amount of time?
I don't know. I've let everyone down. I've let myself down. This is my big audition for the Wiggles. I'm sorry.
Get the saucepans out. Get the saucepans.
Yeah, quickly start writing. Tell Anthony to start writing that song and we can get the saucepans.
Well, make sure you check him out. Heading to Newcastle on April 21st. If you want a double pass right now, give us a buzz, 13 10 60. Simon, it's been an absolute pleasure. Have a great gig, and we're looking forward to the Wiggles coming here.
Yeah, thanks guys, we can't wait. Lovely to talk to you.
You too, Simon. I've got my saucepans here for you as well. Just
yeah, great. Oh, there we go, perfect.
I'm in the Wiggles, guys.